It's actually San Leandro.
Whatever.
San something East Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the stage. Jonathan Archer.
We never let them get to hear this lyric, so I just thought I'd figure
out. No, they're not cleared, man. They're not cleared for that.
Oh, we're not here for that.
We're not here for that.
I didn't say we weren't here for a singer. Like, they don't have clearance.
That's High-Rise Circus with their epic snow blind, which you may recognize from podcasts such as Chronicles. Hi, everybody. It's Azmuth and Steel and Archer and our friend Dirk.
Hey, I've been upgraded to friend. Fantastic.
And you also notice I didn't use any of colloquialisms, nicknames, none of that kind of historical kind
I'm honored.
Of,
no,
kind
I'm
of rhetoric.
Just got a tear in my eye.
Yeah. No, that was just me farting. I just lit the room up. So we're here to share with you this new format, these addendum, these supplemental episodes, if you will.
Yeah, because they're not going to actually take over the podcast because, you know, we'll only be doing them, you know, 7, 8, 10 times more often.
Well, here's the goal. The goal is by taking the burden of the current eventy stuff, the extended, different, bringing on special guests and having 5, 6 different people talking on one podcast, it makes for 8-hour shows. Sorry. I'm a fucking wop over here. You know what I'm saying? So if we can take the burden of that away from our Chronicles, which are the longer post-produced review shows, we believe we can crank those out quicker and get back to, you know, 1 every 2 months would be awesome.
Shows?
1 every 2 months would be awesome for that. And in the meantime, we're going to do bi-weekly live shows on Sunday nights. We're starting our first bi-weekly show. Our first live companion show.
Oh, man, are we going there?
I just did.
Yeah. So basically, this is the pilot for your series.
It kind of is. It kind of is. Yeah.
Can we redo the logo?
This is going to be the pilot. No. Are you? Find me an artist, Archer. You know.
Hey, settle down. The logo. The logo's fine, man.
No. I'm saying we could throw in instead of Chronicles, you could put Companion.
Companion Pathfinder Live. I don't know.
I like Chronicles Live. I'm keen on Chronicles Live, or maybe RT. You know,
Chronicles Live has got a nice sound to it.
Real time with Azmuth.
It sounds like we're trying to rip off Bill Maher.
Yeah, well, you know,
with Chronicles.
Yeah, because we're so right wing, we couldn't do Bill Maher.
Yeah, but so more to the point, let's talk about what's going on this Sunday. This Sunday, we wanted to start big, and this wouldn't be the start. What we wanted to do is we wanted to start big and. Razor Coast is pretty big. If you've been paying attention to gaming stuff in the last year or two, you might have heard things get exciting once or twice for the wrong reason, and now people are getting excited about Razor Coast for the right reason, and it's coming. Their Kickstarter is probably going to be funded sometime tonight or first thing tomorrow. They're so very close to reaching their goal, which means all we're getting is rewards at this point, stretch rewards.
Stretch goals.
And this Sunday, the 20th, at 6 p.m. Pacific, that's 9 p.m. for you you time-traveling East Coasters, we are going to have Louis Agresta, who's the project manager and director of the Razor Coast mega campaign project done by Frog God Games. We're going to have Nicholas Logue, the madman and main author behind the whole thing. He's going to come and just be Nick.
And if you have not had the privilege of hearing Nick Logue, he's actually the reason why, or one of the main reasons I wanted to get into doing podcasting in the first place, because I remember hearing and listening to an episode where he was interviewed, and he was just an absolute screen. So he's, you know, it's the whole improv comedy thing and all the rest, but he's a very entertaining guy to have on.
He's worth the price of admission.
He is. So we're going to have the two of those gentlemen, excuse me while I have a swig of some refreshing beer. This episode is brought to you by Shock Top Wheat IPA.
Such a lie.
Delicious. We're also going to have Mr. Greg A. Vaughn on the show, who is also the continuity director.
And that's tonight.
That's Sunday.
So this
is just a heads up for everybody. This is what we're doing. Okay. We're going to have Thurston Hillman, a.k.a. Thirsty, who is a freelance developer of Pathfinder Society modules and other things. He is writing the interactive event, which will be running at Gen Con 2013. So we're going to have him on there, and we're going to pressure him. We're going to put the thumb screws to Thirsty Dog and have him reveal stuff that'll just piss people, piss somebody off. So we're going to talk about that. I'm also, you know, I've invited a lot of friends of the show, Adam Daigle, Brandon Hodge, Liz Quartz, Jesse Benner, to name a few. It's a tough schedule. It's a tough schedule because it's the playoffs and everybody's up for football. And, you know, I asked Mike Brock if he could go, but apparently Mr. Brock is going to be watching a particular football game in the home of a Seattle Seahawk player.
That's ironic.
So, isn't it?
That's interesting. That's
so he's got one eye on the set and the other eye on his tires this time. Is that
something like that? That was mean, Rob. That was just mean. You know, tire slashed at the airport. That's just mean. You're a mean man, and you should go to lawyer hell when you're done. bad man.
So anything can make you sign that contract.
I mean, I'm around a bunch of pain in the ass clients who don't pay their bills. That's great. That sounds a lot like my current job.
That's right. So that's what we're doing on Sundays, and we're going to do it every other Sunday. We're not always going to have a ton of guests on. Sometimes it'll just be the crew sitting around, but we also want to encourage listeners to get involved. And between now and Sunday, between now and Sunday, if you have a question for any of those guys about the project, about what they're doing, freelance stuff, gaming questions in general, hygiene questions, we don't care. Even if it's inappropriate, even if it's inappropriate content, send us the questions in, and I will make sure that especially Logue, you want to ask Nick inappropriate stuff, you will get brilliant answers. This is what I'm talking about. So send those in to azmuth@d20radio.com. You can also get me Google+, Mike Azzolino is my real name, add me, add Azmuth to a search. What's that?
Boomer on.
We will have Boomer on one of our live shows. Boomer slings booze for a living.
Yeah, it's a Sunday, but you know, so it might be okay. Well, not during playoffs.
We need to make sure that he's not working on that night, but I'm sure Boom will come on. I'd also like to get the D20 Pro guys on here, get Matt Morton on. There's a lot of people that we're going to have in our companion series just because we can. That's what we're going to do. So tune in on the 20th. You're going to be seeing a whole lot more of Archer. I know we've had listeners asking for Mark back, and we'll discuss it.
Before you go on, Matt, I got to ask, since this is the pilot, and I think we could kind of reach out a little bit.
Okay.
So when you guys actually do this podcast, yes, this podcast, and the three of you, I take it, are going to be doing it. Do you, at some point in time, do you actually put on your broadcaster voice? Well, for you, that I know that comes naturally, but this is kind of more of a question for Archer.
So you're looking to see if I have a voice that could be presented on the radio?
I'm curious if it pops in anywhere during the podcast. Do you change?
I think if I'm answering questions or if I'm addressing a particular, you know, issue or talking on topic, I'll try to enunciate and not sound like an idiot.
Can we hear that voice just as a sampler for the?
That was it.
I don't have an official voice.
That was a stinger. Okay.
That was more of a broadcaster's voice.
Yes, even when you suddenly get deep and serious.
I really like the way I sound.
I do too.
So that's what's going on. And we're kind of excited about it. And we want you to mail in questions this time, as well as we want some of you who are some of our braver listeners and followers and friends who are going to nut up and actually come on the show. We are using Google Hangouts as the format, which is going to archive to YouTube. You get to see the videos after fact. Plus, for this one, we're going to rip the audio and put it on iTunes. So you can take advantage of that, and it'll get you to come and actually pay attention to the show on Sunday.
Or you could just, you know, go onto YouTube on your smartphone and do it that way. Whatever.
There's that, too. It's a matter of convenience.
I like to watch them in times two speed. Like, it gets a lot more done. It's more efficient.
Porno?
Yeah, and these podcasts.
Except for the money shot.
Money shot, you slow that down. 0.5. You know, you want to keep the resolution. That's an important thing.
Gain.
Gain.
Contrast.
Turn it up, baby.
4K.
Magnification.
You know that new 4K stuff? It's better than HD. I love it. All right, well, we're going to have fun on Sunday. We hope you join us. And if you don't, we hope you join us afterwards on YouTube and enjoy it. Give us lots of comments. Tell us what you think. And if it's bad, direct that to steel_wind at d20radio.com. Hate mail to steel_wind at d20radio.com. And don't expect that you'll get a return unless it's quite eloquent, and it might just make it on the air. I've recently resurrected our forums. Go to d20radio /forums. Is that right?
Is that a seven couple spell, or is that we have to go with the whole
thing? I cast resurrection on our forums. Actually, you know what? I take it back. There have been several of our listeners who have kept our forums alive in our absence, and for them, we say, you guys fucking rock. And I just kind of answered a bunch of stuff and put some posts in there and let folks know that there was a pulse, and I recommend that you gentlemen do the same.
Well, it's before you just, you know, run off like all that. Because I know you're in a great big fucking rush to end this thing.
Am I?
Yeah, you were whisking people out the door. You were leading them there. It was about time for, hey, you know, yeah, see you Sunday.
Looking for the end.
I'm a salesman, man. I'm looking to close. I'm always looking to close.
ABC.
So, well, you know, what are the current campaigns that we have going on here? Because really, that's what's taken over in our life. Because, you know, if we're going to blow over podcasting, at least we have to, you know, give them the excuses and tell them what we're playing. And it's five APs right now. Right?
So here we go. The week begins on Sunday. On Sunday, there is rest, but just barely. Right now, there's football, but that's about to end, so we're going to fill it with gaming. And I've kind of started being a guest at Gary Ray's Secrets of Tara, only because his dioramas are so awesome. But that's
another.
All right,
awesome.
So our games. Monday, The Age of Worms Galarian Conversion, one of the funner games, despite the challenges of the internet and international communications. Tuesday nights used to be, you don't have to know, everybody else does. Tuesday nights used to be Pathfinder Society for me, but since we moved, I have left Tuesdays free, and that's been a good thing. Same with Wednesday nights. There's a couple of stores around here Wednesday nights. We don't play on Wednesday, but they seem to be predominated with Pathfinder Society stuff. Thursday nights, we flip-flop every other week with Skull and Shackles Book 2, Act 2 on 1 week. On the other week, we're in Kingmaker Book 6, Act 4.
Adventure path that just will not end. But we're trying. We're only like two or three sessions away in that.
That was good, Archer. Yeah. I saw that.
It's gotta end, man. It's gotta end.
On Saturdays, we're flip-flopping every other Saturday with Legacy of Fire, which is also in Book 6 towards the end, and Serpent Skull, and we've just gotten into Book 6 in Serpent Skull, so both of those adventure paths are rolling down. Shattered Star is up on deck. Our good friend, Mr. Shane McGee, is going to be taking over the helm as GM.
Oh, Mr. Shane.
And there's a rumor that Rise of the Rune Lords could happen if only we could find a GM who would do it. I don't know. I'm looking around. I'm like, wait!
Dude, that is mine, and we are going to do it. Mm-hmm. We will find the time. Mm-hmm. It's important.
Cherry Pie's thrown her hat into the mix for Reign of Winter, now that we're starting to see that product. Well, now that I'm starting to see that product. I'm sorry.
Just stay away from the World Moon, man. I'm going there. I'm claiming that. I'm sticking out stakes.
All right.
It's mine.
Yep. So, you know, when my plate clears, I don't know what I'm going to do.
You'll be paying, you know, one of the next four APs after that, because Skull and Shackles is going to take us 2 years.
Could.
I hope so.
Or it won't, because we decide we don't want to finish it.
Or we die.
That's the other possibility.
Well,
in all seriousness, we can't. Kingmaker here for what? 32 months?
2 months, yeah. But there were a lot of... It didn't need to go that long. It went that long because people moved,
So there's 4 or 6 months of extensions. Whatever. The point is, it was... It's a two-year deal. So yeah. It's a 2-year deal.
Done right. It's a 2-year deal. That's
and yeah, we've enjoyed it for the most part.
We cannot talk about the next adventure path because it hasn't been released publicly what the next adventure path is about. But maybe that's the one I'll take on, or maybe I'll just do my own thing. I haven't decided yet. We'll see. But that's been taking up a lot of our time. Plus, you know, this has been 2012 was a bitch. 2012 was towards the end. That was a rough year.
Was it? For gaming, for
no.
He had a little forced movement, so to speak.
Hey, I'm on the opposite spectrum. My 2012 was a great year for me. Great year. I'm just thought I'd throw that.
Hey,
out
you're
there.
Number one, and fuck you, buddy. So we're looking for great
fired
things in 2013. Archer and I are already laying down the foundation, and Steele's jumping on the bandwagon. We're laying down the foundation for probably the first. Podcast productions kind of product that will see the light of publishing day.
I'm very interested to see what this will look
I'm
like.
I'm very excited about it. It's very different. It's not something that's been done before or will be done often.
We'll see. Maybe, you know, if it's people like what we're doing, then maybe they'll see more.
I think there's more of a market for that in 20 years. Just saying.
So just wait for us.
Congratulations.
So 2023
is going to be
awesome.
So tune in on Sunday?
Oh, that's you're going to kick him out now. Is that
tune in on Sunday.
Am I allowed to lead us to an outro? Wait, I know how to do it officially.
Now, Rob, now do you have specific bits that you'll do during these podcasts?
Like I do prior? Kind of the review and the interview stuff, but our interview things here are going to be very chatty, so it's not going to be formal. And, we will be doing some product reviews. There's a bunch of books. And by the way, if you haven't gone out and bought this damn book, go buy Artifacts and Legends. Go do that.
What about you, Archer? You when you get your broadcast voice on, what kind of things, topics are you going to be, or are you going to be covering topics?
Well, that's
what is your
most
shine?
That's a good question. I have a long, extensive gaming career. That will flavor my responses. At this point, I might just be the, plucky comedy relief. but in all seriousness...
You said plucky. He got
yes,
me plucky.
I said plucky. I do have certain points of view and certain things that I can add. Professionally, I am looking at the educational aspects of role-playing, and I don't know how much that's going to lead in for every... session, but it might be relevant from time to time.
You play halflings.
I love halflings. And I love bards.
That's it. That kind of sums it up right there.
Right. But you know what? I make halfling look good. I make halfling look good.
Give me some of that halfling.
Make halfling look good.
Enlarge person.
Don't mind the fuzzy feet. Pay attention to the dragon meat.
Halfling's good. Pork chops is good.
Things are not necessary.
That is going to be the end of our Kingmaker adventure path. There's going to be enlarged person permanency. That's going to come down the pipe. I'm just saying.
A wish was befallen across the land. A promise restored for killing of the Fae Queen. The Red Wizard stands upon his tower and decrees, "There will be no more short people!"
Get rid of the short people. It's the worst thing, man.
So.
All the problems in the campaign have always been caused by the short people. Just
no, it's a all specific
gnomes,
short person.
All the halflings, all the children.
Out!
They're gone. They're now all eight-footers. They're all biggins now.
You're going to kill anybody who's pregnant.
His favorite porno.
Well, that's all right.
Vegans.
Well, maybe not. It's just a game.
That's where it's degenerating to at this point.
Well, it is.
I am drinking heavily during Sunday's show. I just want you guys to know. Wow. They claimed they did a little interview on Monday as kind of sort of a warm-up. So they're primed, and I kind of know what to expect. You may have seen the video. You may not have. But I'm going to be drinking heavily.
You know what? Also, a suggestion, not necessarily for Rob or Archer, but for you, I would get a slightly more of a close-up of you, because it captures your expressions and the goofy looks that come across your face when you have to pronounce words and stuff.
I have multiple cameras.
Do you? Okay.
But this is the table shot, table shot. It was, you know, multiple people sitting here.
So the money shot, I guess, is what we need to, I would say.
I don't think we need, no, we really don't need that. No money shots on the podcast.
I'll be off camera with my mayonnaise squirt.
Dirk is an aspiring, Dirk is an aspiring movie director and writer. And he's just not happy unless he's throwing mayo around the room.
He's calling it big edge.
That's what I'm saying. He's just not happy. You should be in SoCal, dude. You should be directing porn. No,
I need very interactive.
More fluid from your squirting.
More light.
No, I guess if this director thing fails, I guess I can always go to porn.
Have you been eating enough roughage in your diet? We can tell.
That's not right.
Good times.
But I'm serious. The close-up we use.
Rob, when you strip and rip the audio of this, you can cut out like this whole half part.
It's just click OK, yes.
Okay. Click OK, yes. Fuck you.
That's the point of the whole lie thing. There's no editing.
Let's make a stressing point of that. These shows will be live, unedited,
unscripted.
Unscripted.
Well, that's trouble.
I mean, they're never scripted. I mean, well, they were in episode one, and that worked out so well. But
yeah, it's going to be interesting.
And if I keep the wide-angle camera, there's a good chance that there's going to be flashes of nudity. That's all I'm saying right now. There's naked people running around.
If you watch as this household long enough, you see everything. That's quite true.
Somebody just walked in and put their cock on the table. We didn't know what was going on.
Why did the viewership go up by like 5,000%?
What the fuck was that?
We didn't hit some Google Plus, eh?
Is that the goddamn roast for dinner?
Did he drop his microphone on the table? What is that? It's moving.
No, that's the big Yeti. You get the whole full, you know, the full Steely Dan dildo effect from those microphones.
It's a worm for the back of my body.
They are big.
Someone left his garden hose on the table. Yeah, you want to drink through your podcast. That's going to be
absolutely
a lot of editing, Rob.
There's no editing. It's live.
That's the beauty of it, man. That's why we can do these things. We don't have to become paralyzed like here in the fucking headlights. Just saying.
So bad things could happen. All I can say, my friends, is now that these shows will be live and unedited, there will be a wait to be placed on the other side of the scales. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And you remember, good listeners, how well these motherfuckers have been sounding. I just want you to remember the crack team of editing. That would be me and Mary. The crack team of editing.
Thank you, Asmith.
Hours and hours of
gone.
Painstaking finger bleeding
out the door.
And you would not know how many times I will say "look" during a conversation, and you guys never hear it.
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't.
What idiosyncrasies does Mike have? What are the things that he constantly does?
I stutter.
I say "right" all the time. Right.
No, I stutter.
Right. Right.
Oh, you know, no. I do shit like that all the time. I catch myself and you can see it in the waveform too, because it's all bah, 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 bah. What's all this verbal diarrhea? Get that fucking out of here. Rob has his Darth Vader's, so he has an inhale at the start where he goes, where he hasn't cleared his fucking dirty time out, because he just had a fucking stogie, had one of them Canadian cigarettes, which is, you know, worse than the ones we get down here, I'm sure. So he's got his Darth Vader.
Yeah, there's no chemicals in these ones.
Then every single person has their own and it's gotten to the point where I know what the shape of the waveform looks like, so I can just look at a wave, I can just chop them out. I know where they form, I know where they sit, I know where their shape is.
That's an Archer voice right there.
It's ridiculous. It's like a radar operator who just gets used to the way shit looks.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing how much shit comes out of our mouths that has nothing to do with communication.
No way, man. We're going to be totally awesome.
Totally awesome, dude.
We're going to be totally awesome. No stutters, no pauses.
I'm feeling
so professional.
Lucibrated.
Yeah.
Should we get rated her?
We could. There's rum.
We should have a shot of rum.
There'll be that, too. You'll never hear that on a Chronicles. Companion. You might be hearing somebody.
We're going to go to
this
commercial.
This is not a family show.
Can we go to commercial?
Can you insert commercials during this podcast?
Yeah, talk more about the beer since you're working.
Let's not insert
product placement.
That's a change from when you were a younger man.
You know,
it advertised delivery services.
An idea shared between friends is one thing. An insertion, well, That's another level of commitment.
And that's why they call this a pilot.
Insertions with friends.
And you're seeing... Are we suddenly getting onto
they call the first
onto the topic of fecal transplants already?
Oh,
because yeah. You know the pilot is not supposed to be high, and he's not supposed to be drunk.
That doesn't happen here.
No, he would work for United if that was the case.
FedEx.
Wilson.
Oh man! So how are you guys during this podcast? How are you guys going to keep yourself on track?
Jacked up on fucking caffeine and beer.
It's going to be is it 10 already?
It's going to be rum and beer. Yeah, and you know what? A cool thing. For those of you who don't know, Greg Vaughn, who's one of the foremost writers in the industry right now, he's written a book in every single adventure path that has been so far. He is studying to be a doctor. So he's also going to medical school at the same time. And that man has moved his entire study group around because he normally meets on Sundays for his study group. And he flipped his schedule just so he could be there for us because he loves Chronicles and he knows we love Frog God and we love him and what they're doing. So
that's awesome.
That's a level of commitment. So
yeah.
So
you guys better be there.
So what that means, boys, gentlemen, what that means is I expect each and every one of you to shave your balls before the show.
Done.
Show a little respect. A little respect for the Vaughn man.
That's right. A little manscaping for the Vaughn man.
A little manscaping for the
Vaughn man. We'll have a contest. Best manscaping, you know.
There'll be a poll.
I love it. Lou Agresta is a very, very fun. He's going to be a very fun person to chat and have a good time with. He's got a very sharp wit, very fun guy. And of course, well, there's that Nick fellow. So he doesn't need much encouragement before he's like drinking urine from a jar and squirting blood on the table and. You know, it really doesn't take him much.
Normally, I wouldn't recommend letting those type of people in your house, but, you know.
No, I want to
see it's all on camera. You know, they leave bodily fluids. Don't really enter into the picture. Well, they picture, but not.
We got you. Yeah.
I hope we are graced with Mr. Logue's presence at PaizoCon in July if he comes from Hawaii. So I'm hoping that's the case because he's a madman, and you'll see on Sunday. So am I allowed to do an outro now?
All right.
Is this an every Sunday, or are you guys
every, doing... Every other Sunday.
Every other. Okay, every so other this Sunday. Is going to be a bi-monthly broadcast.
Yeah, we're bi.
Bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly. Every other week. Yeah.
Fortnightly.
That'd be twice
a week. Am I saying it wrong?
Bi-weekly would be twice a week. You're going to do it twice a month.
Bi-weekly is twice a week?
Bi-monthly is twice
Holy fuck! No, really. I've been saying bi-weekly this whole time. All right, I'm wrong. We're not doing two a week. Fuck off.
It's fortnightly.
It's bi-monthly.
Fortnightly. There we are.
Fortnightly.
Does that actually work? Fortnightly?
Yeah, he's got it. Oh, yeah.
God, you're so
perfect. Yeah, he's
hey, douchebag.
Good Lord. No wonder everybody.
All right, I'm coming with him on that one.
Wait, here it comes.
There it is. There it is. Proper. But we're going to talk over him.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got you. And who is this in the outro?
This is High Rise Circus.
I'm not...
A.K.A. Jerika Shine. A.K.A. The Underground. A.K.A. The Naked. A.K.A. Marley something they did at one time.
They still should have released this album. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they should have done a lot of things.
Wow.
Yeah, still love them.
Yeah, we love you guys. You shouldn't have fucked your manager.
I'm just saying.
We all had a career, man.
There's a line.
We were all ready to quit our jobs. Every last one of us were ready to quit our fucking jobs.
We were
going to
ride those coattails.
How good was that pussy?
Fucked it up for us.
How good was that pussy?
Every day you breathe the air
that people swear.
Sunday.
We're not cool.
So, gentlemen, remember your broadcasts, put on your makeup, and get ready.
I guess we have to kind of, yeah. Well,
he's got a face for radio, doesn't he?
He does. Oh, this is going to be a really brutal show on the ego, I'd imagine, gentlemen.
yeah. At least we can read on the lovely cherry. You know, it'd be fun.
This is the floating hippie part.
You're going to have to edit this down a little bit. It's going to use
no,
this
there's no editing, man. None. That's it.
That's the point. We're going to look like idiots.
I told you we were going to talk over it. It's so you don't get a clean recording of it.
So it protects their practice.
That's true.
I have no idea what song that was.
This is a beautiful outro, too. It's just...
Yeah, it makes you think and be retrospective.
This is
and
Chris Lauer on acoustic 12 strings.
High as fuck, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just that's as a given. I don't know for a fact, but, you know, about...
99.9 probability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good bet.
Liquored to the fucking heels. Liquored. Pussy dripping all over
him. All over
just
him.
Chicks throwing their fucking snatch at him left and right. Son of a bitch.
Dark glasses and a beanie smelling like pussy. That's fantastic.
There's a reason why we hung out with these guys. Leftover tail.
Oh.
That's beautiful.
That was beautiful. That is fantastic beautiful. Show.
Congratulations.
I'm glad I was part of the pilot.
It's a girl.